When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Friday Night Titans. That is Andrew Guy. I am merely Mark, Baby Carrots Ellis, and two incredible matchups here tonight. And good news here on Friday Night Titans, because, Andrew, we actually have prior knowledge of everything that's happening in the proceedings, and we kick off with a great teams match, but we have to talk about this main event first.
Yes, I was told by the chairman I would not be allowed to be on the desk for Bateman versus Kalinowski. I can't understand why. It feels like a bias in Kalinowski's favor. I think I'd do great up here, honestly. But
you can understand why. You have some history with one of the competitors. You have history with a lot of competitors, but you've been a very well-behaved announcer up here.
Yeah, so Bateman-Kalinowski tonight, the rematch between two of the biggest names, biggest personalities in the Schmodown. Bateman looking to get back on top of that mountain. Mike Kalinowski looking to be the first ever triple-belted player in the league. But they have a long road ahead of them, and so do we, because first we're starting with the Dojo versus the Culture. Two teams debuts, and Ellis, you know I love when teams debut.
That's right, and there's a little bit of bad blood here, just a hair, because you have the Culture. That's going to be Sweet T, Klee Wiggins, and the Silent Assassin, Amaru Moses, teaming up to take on the Dojo, who's Jacoby the Deal Breaker Bancroft, and some guy named Mark Yodi Riley, the legend, returns. Now, we saw Yodi manage Jacoby the Deal Breaker, and who was he playing that day? Well, it happened to be Sweet T, Klee Wiggins. That was a one-on-one match, and it was Sweet T who got the better of the Deal Breaker then. And so it's almost like Riley, you know, you teach a man to fish.
Right.
Maybe he's just going to go get the fish him damn self, because he is unretiring. He's stepping back into the ring, and you can hear by the crowd's enthusiasm that they always love when a legend of the game, and maybe the first truly great player in Schmodown history, returns.
Mark Riley coming back into the ring with Jacoby Bancroft. Old meets new. This could be a great, great matchup. You talk about being able to cover each other's blind spots. This is exactly what Riley's thinking when he watches Jacoby lose to Klee Wiggins. He goes, you know what? I saw what you did there. I enjoyed managing you, but I think we could do something special as a team. On the other side of it, Amaru Moses, one of the best players in the Intergeekdom division, going to take a leap over to the teams division. I'm always very curious to see how players do in their other divisions, their unfavored ones. Amaru Moses could be making waves here in two.
Yeah, Wiggins already shown what she can do this season. And for Moses, I mean, oh so close in that match with Saul in Intergeekdom to become a number one contender. It was a tough loss for him there, but you know the kid's a competitor, and he always stays in the pocket. He's also a big basketball fan, and to borrow a reference from the NBA, watching Mark Riley come back to play, it's sort of like Michael Jordan up there in the front office of the Charlotte, whatever they call it. They're back to the Hornets, right? And then he's just like, you know what? I think I'm going to go down and play a quarter. That's what we're seeing right now. Mark Riley's back, the Dojo taking on the Culture, and now taking it away from us is going to be our ring announcer today, the Pit Boss, Ken Knapsack.
Ladies, gentlemen, and all our friends around the world, it's time for the Movie Trivia Schmodown! The following contest is scheduled for three rounds in the teams division. Introducing first, making their team's debut, representing SWAG and accompanied by their manager, Winston Marshall, the Silent Assassin, Amaru Moses, and Sweet T. Klee Wiggins. They are the Culture.
Here comes a new team. But competitive nonetheless, and a new look, Winston Marshall here. He's taking Ken's microphone.
Looking like an angry uncle.
Nephew, why did you tell me this was jeopardy? Who are these random white people?
Uncle, I'm sorry. I thought you knew.
Go on. Go, Miss Clee.
Angry Uncle Winston Marshall, a man that you do not want to disappoint. Amaru Moses, I think he's just trying to make his uncle proud today.
Yeah, I mean, look, everybody's got that one weird uncle in the family, and I think we know who it is when it comes to the culture.
And their opponent, making their team debut, he is a two-time former movie trivia schmodown champion of the world, Mark Yody Riley, and the deal breaker, Jacoby Bancroft. They are the Dojo.
I thought you were talking about Jacoby Sharp, but no, it ends up being Mark Yody Riley. He's back, waving to the crowd. They just love any acknowledgement they get from such a legend. Etch his name and his face in Mount Rushmore.
Yody,
making their debut today, Ellis. But when you look at Mark Riley, it's always looking at the top of that mountain. He's a guy that's been so close so many times in teams, whether it was with Clark Wolf and Wolves of Steel or with my former teammate Ben Bateman. But he has held the singles belt. Can he now get the teams with Jacoby Bancroft?
Can he now work out whatever confusion there might be with Winston Marshall over there? I think Winston Marshall just happy to meet Yody, it appears. But then he also might have taken Yody's bottle of water. And so yes, we're just making sure everybody's well hydrated up there, because we all can't have the nickname Sweet Tea.
I mean, when you have that weird uncle in your family going around testing everything out, trying everyone's waters without being asked, Winston Marshall just kind of doing what we expect him to do here. I think he's lost, Ellis.
I think he's just kind of sizing up the studio, casing the joint. While he does that, I will read the rules of round number one. Is it a team's match? But it's an individual exercise of knowledge in round one. You may not rely on the strength of your teammate to gain a correct answer. 10 questions total in this round, spanning the entire universe of the movie Trivia Schmodown. Each question is worth 1 point per player. You have 15 seconds to write down your best attempt. You can also use a repeat at any time throughout the three-round match. Each team has three of them, so use them, but use them wisely. All right, we're set to go here. We'll start with the culture. Amaru Moses, Clee Wiggins, y'all ready to play?
So I just want to make sure I don't get slapped again. My Uncle Bongani, I just want to, can you give me some points? Just give me some points so he can...
You said
you draw the loose.
Okay, so I believe it's no longer Winston. I believe it's Bognani.
there
it is. Another slap.
Uncle Bognani. All right, so it does appear the culture is ready to go. Let's go to the dojo.
I'm stoked.
I'm happy to be here. We're not going to get slapped, are we?
I think we've now had enough slapping in Hollywood for the future.
So. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is.
Just all relax.
Right.
Yeah.
Ken, take us away.
Okay, you got it.
Let's get ready to Schmodown!
All right. Off and running with no more physical violence.
Please, God. All right, 10 questions coming your way, starting right here with fantasy sci-fi. Fantasy sci-fi. Which actor appeared in the following sci-fi films? Ender's Game, Cowboys and Aliens, and Blade Runner. Ender's Game is my favorite book growing up, and this movie... I was ready for it when it came out.
I remember seeing it, and I am barely literate. Not a big reader.
That's good
Five,
for you.
Four, unless it's a biography of Tiger Woods or something. Two. One, pens down, and we'll go to Sweet Tea first.
My baby, Harrison Ford.
All right, she calls him Harry. Let's go to Amaru.
Harrison Ford.
Is correct. Jacoby.
My baby, Harrison Ford.
And wow. Mark Riley, do you have a baby?
A lot of people call him Daddy. Harrison Ford.
That's also correct.
Hey!
All right, points all around. Here's
Amaru
we head
Moses
to.
Getting his first points in the team's division.
Okay, there he is. And we go to Amblin Films. Not movies that amble, but rather the production company, Amblin Entertainment. Here's the question. What is the first film in the 1990s that Steven Spielberg directed? Yeah, a little hush comes over the crowd there. Everybody trying to figure out. And we do remind the crowd, who's very excited, please do not say the correct answer, even if it's incorrect.
And don't upset the uncle of the culture, because we don't know if he'll extend those slaps to the crowd.
Yeah. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down. Pens down. Glee, pens down. And we'll go to Yody first.
Hook.
Is correct. And Jacoby.
I said Hook.
A sigh of relief. Did Amaru have it?
I said Jurassic
Park. He said Jurassic Park. How about Klee?
I was going to say, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, so it is a two-point lead now.
Early blood drawn by the dojo. Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, Bognani / Winston, you're going to need to stop physically abusing your competitors. Thank you.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm going to need you to stop hurting the competitors. It's how their brains are very sensitive. Never been yelled at by a guy eating trail mix before.
And you know he means business when that's going on. All right, question number three coming in the category of action-adventure. Alicia Vikander and Angelina Jolie have both portrayed what famous character in the Tomb Raider films? You know, I love you, but the whole Mr. Irwin thing and now with the uncle, you're putting us in harm's way.
There's a lot of, you know, excitement here in our relatively new studio. Five, four, three, two, one. Pens down, sweet tea, and we go to sweet tea first.
Lara Croft.
Is correct in the nick of time. How about Amaru?
Lara Croft.
And we have Jacoby.
Lara Croft.
And Mark Riley.
Lara Croft.
That is correct. Six to four, and we go to your next category, which is the 2000s. The 2000s, and the question, what 2007 Edgar Wright comedy follows a skilled London police officer that is transferred to a small village where violent murders begin to occur?
The plot thickens.
Yeah, just talking about more violence.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody to be friends. Is that too much to ask?
It is here in the World Championship of Movie Trivia, apparently.
Greatest trivia league on earth. And,
would it be here right without violence?
Five, four, three, two, one. You're responsible for some of that in your poop.
I don't know what
Mark Riley.
Yes. Oh, right. Hot Fuzz.
Thank you. Jacoby Bancroft.
Hot Fuzz.
And Amaru Moses.
Hot Fuzz.
And Clee Wiggins.
Hot Fuzz.
They all got that one.
6-8 as we move halfway through round number one. Your category is famous actors and actresses for question number five. Which of the following actors did not appear in 2018's Game Night? Jason Bateman, Danny Houston, John Hamm, or Michael C. Hall?
Another one of these popular, who was not in this? Who was not asked? Who was left out?
Yeah.
Who was not picked in
Dodgeball?
Who
didn't get cast in this movie?
Who feels terrible about their career? Five, four, three.
I'll throw my name on that list.
Two, one. Andrew Guy and Mark Ellis not in Game Night. Who else wasn't? Starting with Clee Wiggins.
Michael C. Hall.
That is incorrect. He did show up. How about Amaru Moses?
Danny Houston.
That is incorrect. He did show up. How about Jacoby Bancroft?
It's John Hamm.
It is John Hamm. Nowhere to be found. Mark Riley.
John Hamm.
John Hamm and the dojo,
yeah!
Still perfect. Halfway through round number one, Yodi not looking like he's got ring rust, and it looks like Bancroft trying to exact a measure of revenge against Sweet Tea. Here's your next question, and it is in the category of musicians in film. Which Love Don't Cost a Thing singer appears in the following films? Anaconda, Monster-in-Law, and Geely.
All right, which one are you watching? It's one of my favorite questions.
Oh, come on. Give me Anaconda.
It's got to be Anaconda.
Day
long. Perfect killing machine.
You had me at Giant Snake.
I used to think that I'd run into anacondas regularly in my life when I was a kid. Quicksand, kind of similar.
And
tornadoes.
You grew up where?
Oregon.
Yeah.
Probably I wasn't not the smartest child, Ellis. Right.
Four, three, breaking news, an anaconda's loose in Bend, Oregon. Pens down. Let's go to Jacoby.
Jennifer Lopez.
That is correct. Mark Riley.
Jennifer Lopez.
We also probably will accept J-Lo. How about Amaru?
Is she from the block? I don't know anymore. Jennifer Lopez.
That Jenny from the block is accurate as well. Clee Wiggins?
Yeah, I think she might still be from the block. Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, we're going to give her credit for being from the block.
Question number seven, the category of thriller.
Here we go.
Which 2010s Oscar-nominated Steven Spielberg thriller features performances from Tom Hanks, Mark Rylance, and Jesse Plemons?
Spielberg getting a lot of love here.
Oh, yeah.
And popular, you know, guy.
Saw this thing the other day about Jesse Plemons probably having the best post-Breaking Bad career out of everyone on that show. Kind of crazy to think about.
Oh, man, that's a thinker.
I love him.
You got a lot of good folks in there.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Burr ain't doing too bad.
He's not.
He produced a popular special, I heard. Five, four, three, two.
I've seen said special.
One, pens down, and let's go first to Amaru Moses.
Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Pies is what I call it. Clee Wiggins.
Road to Perdition.
Oh, that is incorrect. And so a miss for Sweet Tea. How about Deal Breaker?
Bridge of Spies.
Bridge of Spies is the answer.
Bridge of Spies.
And Mark Yodi Riley had it. They're playing lights out perfect so far, the dojo. But hanging in is the culture. And so it's a 5-point ball game at the moment. We move on to your next category, which is drama. Here it is. What 2017 drama directed by Mark Webb stars Chris Evans and features McKenna Grace as an exceptionally smart 7-year-old who is the subject of a custody battle? If you've been watching the show so far, you know that neither Andrew or myself were exceptionally smart seven-year-olds.
The battle was who wasn't going to keep one of us.
Yes, very dumb individuals up here at the answer desk.
Mark Riley, though, like you said before, not missing a beat.
Yeah.
And he wasn't managing last year. A lot of people say that the reason Sam came back so strong is because he was still so close to the game. Mark Riley proving that doesn't matter.
Frozen in cryo with Walt Disney, and now he's back. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's start with Yody.
Is it gifted?
It is gifted. How about Jacoby?
Nah, I said wonderful.
That's a good guess. How about Amaru?
Gifted.
He did have gifted. Did Clee Wiggins?
Nah, saving Sarah.
Serving Sarah there, and that is incorrect. So now we move on to which question is it?
It is the penultimate question here in round number one, and the category is going to be in animated. What 2010 animated adventure features the voice talent of Mandy Moore, Zachary Levi, Brad Garrett, and Ron Perlman?
No, I love Amaru Moses is the owner of my favorite whiteboard in the league.
I know.
He's got that NBA where he could – maybe he wrote down the answer. Maybe he just drew up a little zone, you know?
I would give him points if he gave us a good offensive play.
Maybe teaching us all how to break the press here. And he's got a pretty intense basketball coach there with Winston. Yeah. 5, 4.
A lot of salt going on that team.
2, 1 from the Bobby Knight School
coaching.
Pens down. Let's start with Sweet Tea.
I know I'm wrong. Bolt.
It is not Bolt. Amaru, you started writing quickly.
So what you do is you screen down, and then you come up, and then you play Tangle.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah, just
three
set the pick on the block.
3 points for Amaru Moses.
All right. Jacoby, do you have any answers or plays?
Tangle. I do not know plays. Tangle.
All right. You just get on the court and execute what Amaru tells you to do. Mark, Yody, Riley, did you have it?
Tangle.
There's our point guard. All right. And so 17-11, 6-point ball game here, and it is still Yody who has a perfect round number one thus far as we get into our final question here. It's in the category of dystopian future and time travel. Here's the question. Jonathan Groff and Neil Patrick Harris joined returning cast members Carrie-Anne Moss and Jada Pinkett Smith in what 2021 sci-fi film? So now it's the final question. Mark Yody Riley on the verge of a perfect round here. Deal breaker close to playing his best. We're seeing Amaru and Klee try to keep the pace here.
A late erase here from Riley as he recollects. And
we go to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's start with the deal breaker.
I said The Matrix Resurrections.
The Matrix Resurrections is the correct title of the film. Did Mark Riley have it?
The Matrix Resurrections.
He got it in there. Amaru Moses.
Matrix Resurrection.
And Klee Wiggins.
No.
Matrix Revolution. Is it a revolution?
So
is it a resurrection? Is it a reloaded? It's a Matrices, but we needed the Matrix Resurrections, and so it is 19-12 at the end of round one proper, but that is a perfect round number one for an all-time great returning to the ring, Mark Yody Riley. And as a result, look, I mean, even the culture's got to give it up.
How could you not?
You know, the guy who really started this whole crazy thing. And now Mark Yody Riley will be asked a bonus question from Andrew Guy. You do not have to write down the answer. You can simply verbalize it within the 15-second window.
All right, Mark. Tom Cruise and Gwyneth Paltrow make cameo appearances in what film sequel starring Mike Myers and Michael Caine? Opportunity to go up by 8 here, Ellis, which is massive considering that only 10 points.
Austin Powers in Goldmember.
That is correct for a big, perfect round and a great return to the ring by the Yody himself.
It's not an easy pull. I mean, you know it's an Austin Powers movie, maybe no Goldmember, but what's the correct order of those words?
Exactly.
Not the easiest thing to maneuver, but Mark Riley did it, and he looks like Yody from 2015. Meanwhile, we head to round number two, where the wheel will emerge. Each team gets to spin at that wheel. Once they settle on a category, 5 questions emerge, each one worth 2 points, unless the competitors need multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round number two. And if you do elect to go to multiple choice, keep in mind, teams, you do have one free repeat of the options. Not the question, just the options. And so while the culture is getting some advice from their manager, the dojo managing themselves are going to have to make a decision. Do you want to spin first or defer to your opponents?
I think we're going to defer.
Okay, Yody, really.
Why would you defer? Go to school. Why would you defer? I do not understand. I thought you said you were a doctor.
Why is this man yelling at me?
Are you a doctor?
Are you?
Yeah. A lot of confusion up here, but we do know this. The culture is going to be spinning the wheel first, so head on over. There he goes.
I would like to say hi to my wife back home, to my dog.
It is the Wayans family is the slice, and so now they're going to talk it over. Do they want to keep the Wayans family?
One of our newer slices out there. You wonder how well they are versed in this category and also how deep the questions might go.
It's one that speaks to my heart growing up in the 1990s. All right, so again, it's going to be five questions total, possibly in the category of the Wayans family. And we're not talking just about one or two Wayans here. There's a whole lot of talented ones in that family unit. So, all right, do we have a decision here?
We're taking it.
They're going to keep the Wayans family. I think the crowd's excited to hear this category crack open, too. Like a fresh set of tennis balls.
A lot of people growing up in the 90s in here, Ellis.
I mean, that's kind of a cool decade. You should have been there.
Just so young. All right.
You had a birthday a couple months ago.
The culture, five questions coming your way in the category of the Wayans family. Obviously, you do have your three repeats, and you can't check down to multiple choice. Excuse me. We're going to start right here with Damon Wayans features alongside what comedic actor in the 1996 buddy cop action film Bulletproof?
Adam Sandler.
That is correct for 2 points and a great start here.
You got it.
Number two. Going right back to Damon. Damon Wayans Jr. featured in this 2010s buddy comedy that featured supporting performances from Rob Riggle, Andy Garcia, and Keegan-Michael Key.
Let's Be Cops.
Give him two more points. Yes. Only down by four now, Ellis.
And look, I don't care if Josh McCougar and I were the only ones that liked that movie. We loved it. We howled at it, and Christian Harloff maybe didn't want me to review a movie ever again after that.
Well. No surprise there. Your next question. Kim Wayans features in this 2000s comedy featuring supporting performances by Kevin Pollak, Tommy Davidson, Lil' Kim, and Genuine. Great cast.
Juana Man.
They got it for two more points on a roll here.
I mean, the guy's got a basketball clipboard, so you think he might know a basketball movie, maybe a deep cut basketball movie, but still, you know, you do a movie trivia show long enough, Juana Man's bound to come up.
All right, here we are, your penultimate question in the category of the Wayans. Damon Wayans was credited as Banana Man in his feature film debut in this 1984 Eddie Murphy starring comedy.
Go to five, four, three, two.
Beverly Hills Cop.
They got it in just in time for two more points. All tied up here, 20 all. Now the culture has a chance to take their first lead. Your final question in the category of the Wayans family. What martial artist actor features as the titular character alongside Keenan Ivory Wayans in the 1990s buddy cop action comedy, The Glimmer Man?
Steven Seagal.
That is correct for a perfect round number two. You can go down and one. We're coming out on top.
He won the game. You have lost, white man. What if you did it? I am so proud of you.
They are winning at the moment. Riley's got a question. Unfortunately, there are three rounds to the match. Three rounds. But your team's winning at the moment, so that's good news.
Why are you making up rules?
It's been season nine, so we've been doing this for quite some time. It was a very well played, as a matter of fact, as Andrew said, perfect round two for the culture. But unfortunately for their manager and their many fans around the world, we do have to let the dojo now have their round two.
As most uncles, disappointed no matter what the outcome may be. So let's go over to the dojo. It is your chance to take a crack at that wheel.
All right, so here comes Riley making friends with his old pal, the wheel.
That's a sexy wheel.
Round and round it goes. And it has landed on Mark
Riley's very first wild card. You see him immediately.
We're going to spin again!
Before the crowd was done getting excited about the wild card slice, they spun away from it. Oh. And now they are awarded a free spin because they spun the category that was already taken.
Wild card!
And we are going to need Riley and Bancroft to Star Trek. I believe it is Star Trek.
Star Trek.
All right.
And this is interesting, Ellis, because you know that Mark Riley is great when it comes to Star Trek, intergeekdom, trivia, knowledge. But then on the other side of it, you've got Amaru Moses, who could be stealing these answers from you.
That's right. And don't sleep on Sweet Tea, knowing a little bit about Star Trek.
Yes.
Jacoby's knowledge in that. We're about to find out. We know Riley loves Star Wars. And now, to boldly go into the category of Star Trek, five questions, each one worth 2 points. Here is your first one. In which Star Trek film does John Larroquette play a Klingon henchman named Maltz? Five, four.
Star Trek III, The Search for Spock.
Ken, you know John Larroquette played a henchman? That's correct. 2 points. I had no idea. The guy's a comedian. He's playing Klingon henchman. All right. I'll take it.
Good for him.
It's correct. And we're tied at 22. All Childress up. Your next question, which could see you take a lead in the category of Star Trek. Ben Cross plays the father of what well-known Star Trek character in 2009's Star Trek? Five, four, three.
Spock.
You said Spock?
Spock.
Is correct for 2 points. So now it's 24 to 22. Really talking it through, making sure they don't give away any steal opportunities because you know the culture is ready to pounce. And so now it is 24 to 22, and they still have 3 questions remaining in the category of Star Trek. Your next question. How many Star Trek films did Leonard Nimoy direct? Five, four,
two.
The Search for Spock and the Voyage Home. That is correct for 2 more points. Leonard Nimoy directing 2 of the movies. They knew it, and so they got 2 points. 2 questions remain in the category of Star Trek for the Dojo, looking to pad their lead over the culture. Your penultimate question in the category of Star Trek. In Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, Spock gives Kirk what Charles Dickens novel for his birthday? Five, four, three, two.
A Tale of Two Cities.
Is correct for 2 more points, 28 to 22. That was back when an alien could give a human a book for their birthday, and it wasn't controversial. So now we have your final question in the category of Star Trek. It's a 6-point lead, and so now the Dojo looking for 2 more points as they head into round number 3. Your final question in the category of Star Trek. In what Star Trek film will you see Kirk, Spock, and McCoy go camping at Yosemite National Park? Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
That's their first repeat. They have 2 remaining. Category Star Trek, the question, in what Star Trek film will you see Kirk, Spock, and McCoy go camping at Yosemite National Park?
I'm going to go multiple choice, please.
All right, your 4 multiple choice options for a point. Is it A, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home? B, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country? C, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier? Or D, Star Trek from 2009?
Undiscovered Country.
That is incorrect. And so for a 1-point steal, we go to the culture. I'm going to repeat the question and the options for you. Here it is. In what Star Trek film will you see Kirk, Spock, and McCoy go camping at Yosemite National Park? Your multiple choice options. Is it A, Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home? B, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country? C, Star Trek V, The Final Frontier? Or D, Star Trek from 2009?
Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
I mean, I pay to see them go in space, not necessarily camping, but
know.
That is correct for a huge 1 point steal. That cuts the lead to 5, which is very important because the most populated question, the toughest question, the one with the highest point value in the next round, happens to be worth 5 points. The plot thickens as we head into the round that will determine the match, round 3. 10 total points available to each team, and they come in the form of 3 questions. These questions increase in difficulty and point value. First 2 points, then 3 points, and finally 5 points, as I just mentioned. We got those points from a series of numbers from each team. So because the dojo still enjoys a 5-point lead over the culture in a well-played match thus far, we're going to get 3 numbers from 1 to 20 from the dojo first. What feels fortunate?
We're going to go with 4, 7, and 11.
4, 7, and 11.
Woo!
A man after 10 Knapsack heart.
Numbers!
And now we go to the culture for 3 numbers from 1 to 20.
18.
18?
2.
2.
13.
Alrighty.
Okay. Also good numbers.
That is a good number.
Alright, your manager seems happy, which means I'm happy. And so we are going to start with the culture. They have a little bit of catching up to do. They find themselves trailing by 5. They can cut the lead to 3 points if they hit their 2-pointer. So, Andrew Guy, they selected category 18. What are they looking at?
We're going over to new releases for number 18. So between Klee and Amaru, who would like to take this question?
I'll take it.
Okay. So new releases, films released in the last 12 to 18 months. For 2 points, remember you have to hit your 2 and your 3 to send it back over to the dojo, starting right here. David Gordon Green directed Jamie Lee Curtis, Anthony Michael Hall, and Judy Greer in what 2021 slasher sequel?
Judy Greer.
That's what I thought.
Judy Greer.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you guys doing to me over here?
I can't remember what that's. Halloween Kills.
Well, I got the wrong name, but I got the right answer. There you
evil
go.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies tonight. Thank you. Evil dies tonight. I can't remember.
And so with that, the lead has been sliced down to 3, and now we're in an interesting position because it's going to be Sweet Tea Klee Wiggins fielding the 3-point question. She hits it, we're tied, and it's going to avoid a TKO and put some pressure on the dojo. And so they selected category 2 for their 3-point question.
Sweet Tea, we're going over to sports. Sports films for your 3-point question, and to send it back over to the dojo. In what 1985 coming-of-age film does Michael J. Fox play Scott Howard, a high school basketball player whose ordinary life is changed in drastic fashion, letting him lead his team to victory?
Teen Wolf.
That is correct. Tied up once again at 28. The culture hanging on. Right, now the dojo needs to respond.
That's right. That is one way to describe the events of Teen Wolf. Like, a kid grows up and undergoes some changes.
What changes?
It's a 3-pointer, and that's a fair 3-pointer. Yeah.
I was reading the question. I was like, where is this going?
No, it's a great trivia question. Maybe not the best newspaper reporting, but it was a great question, and it finds the culture now tied with the dojo at 28 apiece. Quite a match thus far, and so now it is going to be up to the dojo to make a determination as to who's fielding question number 1 in round 3. Selected category 4, and that corresponds to Sly and Arnie movies. So Sly and Arnie films, is it going to be the Deal Breaker or is it going to be Yodi?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, Yodi's going to take it. First round 3 question, a minute here, and it could give his team the lead. After his quiet life is interrupted, retired Special Forces soldier John Matrix sets out to take down a dictator named Arius and rescue his daughter in this 1985 Schwarzenegger film.
Commando.
That's what I am right now. That is correct for 2 points, and it is 30 to 28, and Yodi doing what Yodi usually does, give his team the lead, and so now it goes back to the culture, and it all comes down to this for Amaru, Moses, and Klee Wiggins. If they hit it, they're going to have a lead and put a lot of pressure on the dojo. If they miss it, the dojo will be declared the winner of the match, and so Andrew, they selected category number 13 for their 5-point question. What category does that put them in?
All right, we'll see if this is lucky number 13 or the opposite here. Going to family films for your 5-point question.
And again, you may confer with your teammate for this question.
And you do have all three of your repeats available. What 1995 family film features cameos from Clint Eastwood, Rodney Dangerfield, Mel Gibson, and Dan Aykroyd?
Moses and Wiggins working well together thus far. They have plenty of time. Five, four, three, as I start the countdown. Two.
Repeat the question.
Okay, that is their first repeat. Two remain.
Family films for 5 points. What 1995 family film features cameos from Clint Eastwood, Rodney Dangerfield, Mel Gibson, and Dan Aykroyd?
Very interesting scenario here, too. If they get a 5 point, the best that the dojo can do is tie it with your 3 points. They're going to have to hit their 5 point.
And that's
if the culture hits this.
And you never want to have to hit your five LS. That's a rough spot to be in. Although
five,
the culture finds themselves
four,
there right now.
Three, two.
Repeat the question.
All right, that's their second. They have one remaining.
Family films, 5 points. What 1995 family film features cameos from Clint Eastwood, Rodney Dangerfield, Mel Gibson, and Dan Aykroyd? When you hear that big of names, you always want to think stars.
Five, four, three, two.
Repeat the question.
That's their final repeat. It all comes down to this.
Family films for 5 points. What 1995 family film features cameos from Clint Eastwood, Rodney Dangerfield, Mel Gibson, and Dan Aykroyd?
Five, four, three, two.
Small Soldiers.
And your winner, the dog!
Yeah!
You did it!
Casper, the friendly ghost, looking for
Casper. That ghost, the ghost can't carry a movie by himself.
No,
you gotta pull in the big stars, even if they're just popping in for a quick little bit. They're tough five-pointer there, and it all leads to the dojo winning in a very well-played contest all around. Some good sportsmanship we're seeing up there. It is Mark Yody Riley in his return to competition alongside the deal breaker Jacoby Bancroft winning today over The Culture featuring Swee T. Wiggins. And I'm Rumosis, the silent assassin.
Love what you saw the dojo do there in round number two. It honestly looked like Jacoby Bancroft kind of took the lead. Mark Riley leaned on him in a couple moments going, all right, that's the thing to do. Obviously, a lot of knowledge between the both of them, but that's what you have to do when you have a new team and a new teammate. If you don't know the answer and they think they have a good option, go for it. And they played that guessing game. They played that risk. And they come out on top.
That's right. It was funny. You know, you see Mark Yody Riley, a perfect round number one, but then the pressure keeps ratcheting up with each round. He had a two-pointer, and he ended up giving the answer that is also how he prefers to wear his pants. And so now for an interview with the winning team. First, the dojo. We're going to toss it over to our own Frank Janish, who's standing by with Jacoby and Mark and their manager, who is no one.
I'm here with the dojo, Mark Riley, Jacoby Bancroft. This is quite a pairing. Now, Mark, how did this come about for you?
Well, you know, he's a good guy, this Jacoby. And he's been making the rounds, and, you know, he's a good player. I was really impressed. Nobody would play. Nobody's wanting to play with him. And I thought, you know, let's do this. Let's take off, you know, the jacket. Let's put on something nicer, respectful. Let's go out and have some fun. And look at that. We got a win.
Now, Jacoby, you're playing with a legend of the game. You absolutely had to jump at this opportunity, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I was thrilled when Mark wanted to take a chance with me. I thought I had disappointed him after my last outing. After Klee, who just put on an excellent show with The Culture there, just totally kicked my butt last time, and I thought I was in trouble, right? But I just wanted to play. I wanted to prove that I could do this, and he saw something in me, and he wanted to play too, and it was just amazing. I was thrilled. I was excited. I was ecstatic. I was everything.
Look at this guy. I mean, the excitement is palpable, you know? You gotta get involved in that, you know?
Now, let's talk about this match, though, because, now, Mark, you had a perfect first round with the bonus. Jacoby not far behind, and the second round was excellent as well, and you only had to get to the two-pointer. Did this match go as well as you expected, or did it surpass expectations, Mark?
I think it went as well as I hoped, and, you know, we had our plan. We looked at the wheel. We prepped. And you know, we had to roll the dice with Star Trek, and this is where this guy really complimented me really well, because he knew a bunch of those that I didn't know, and we worked well together. So I think because we did land on that Star Trek, it challenged us as a team. And we came out on top. Look at that.
Yeah, it was so awesome to like be in a position where we could just sit and talk with each other and discuss the answers and the process of eliminating, you know, certain characters that weren't it. And it showed how well we worked together and how well this is working overall. So, and it was amazing. So I'm looking forward to what we can do next. And I hope he sticks around.
Yeah, speaking of that, I mean, what's next for the dojo? You guys put up a great performance, and there's a lot of new teams that have been forming over the course of this season. Is there any team out there that you think, you know, you can give a run for their money?
You know, you have to just look at it one day at a time. You can't look ahead. You can't say, yeah, give me this team, give me that team. Every day, we just got to talk. We got to work through some things. We got to think about some things and be calm. Cool, collected. We'll take anybody who's out there. I think it's fun being back at this. Let's see what's out there.
All right, well, there's Mark Reilly, Jacoby Bancroft. Excellent debut today. I'm looking forward to what they're doing next. I know you are as well. Let's go back to the desk.
All right, well, you see that, and you see an excited, dare I say, youthful Mark Yodi Reilly alongside Jacoby Bancroft. I think that they're here to stay.
Yeah, I love the chemistry between the two of them. They balance each other out really, really well. Jacoby Bancroft a little bigger, a little louder, a little bit more going on there. Mark Reilly, the old tried and true vet that gets to kind of rein them in. I'm excited to see what these guys are going to do in the future of the teams.
That's right. Well, you talk about excitement in the teams division. It really has exploded this year so far. A lot of new, exciting squads, and I would put the culture in that class as well, because what we saw from Moses and Wiggins here today is going to propel them going forward, and I think that they are under the right tutelage of Winston Bognani. However he wants to be addressed, I'm going to obey by those rules as we toss it back to Frank Janish. Frank, have fun.
Don't get slapped.
Here we are with the culture, Amaru Moses and Clee Wiggins, with their manager, Winston Marshall.
Who is this Winston person you are talking about? I am his Uncle Bongani. Why do you look like you are left doing the weather? What are you doing here?
Get it right, man. Get it right.
Sorry. That's my bad, my bad. Let's talk about the match, though, because this is your first team match, Clee Wiggins, as well as yours, Amaru. I mean, you're coming from the Inner Geekdom division. Was there any hesitation how well you might do in this division coming from Inner Geekdom?
No, not at all. People don't know that I just know movies, man. I know movies. Clee knows movies. And we're ready to do this again, for sure.
Do you know movies? Did you not just lose a match to these two white men that I have never met before in my life? You are going back to law school. You are going to pass the bar, finally. You are going to pass the bar, finally.
Yes, Uncle. Yes.
There you go. Clee, you know, talking about teaming up with Amaru and forming, I guess, a really good chemistry here.
Yeah.
Even though you kind of struggled in the first round, but you guys stormed back in that second round to really make a match of it. What was it like getting into this division as opposed to singles?
I love it. I like having that somebody else to support me and lean on. I like Amaru, obviously. Like, he's been great, so, and we've been really having a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to doing this again.
Now, where does the culture go from here, guys? I mean, you guys put up a good performance. Is there anyone out there that you got your eyes on, or you just want to get back in that ring and improve upon this performance?
I just want to improve. I mean, Wildberries are fun, of course, so we'll go there. But give us whoever you want. Doesn't matter to either of us.
Yeah.
Clee?
I feel the same way. Just give us whoever you got, because we can definitely improve on this performance. This was nothing. You ain't seen nothing.
Y'all don't know about the culture, y'all. Y'all, is that right, Uncle?
No, you are correct. Good. You are correct. And you need to keep your smart friend around you. She clearly knows what she is doing.
Clearly.
When are you going to propose to her?
No, that's not necessary.
What? Are you sure? Please take my nephew. I need him to have somebody good in his life.
Uncle. No, it's fine.
Uncle,
this is clearly your fault.
Uncle, you were at the wedding.
You were at the wedding.
Okay, we're going to get this all sorted out. Let's go back to the desk.
All right, well, there you have it. And it's fun to see Amaru and Clee. They know the game. They play well. It was a tough five-pointer featuring cameos, and so they come up on the short end of the stick here today. We're going to see the culture again very soon, as is the dojo, and I'd be up for a rematch because they really left it all out there on the field tonight.
That round two could have gone extremely different had the dojo not been able to get all those Star Trek pulls. You know Amaru, Moses, and Clee were foaming at the mouth, waiting for just one drop, and you saw what happened on that final question. They got the steal. Imagine if that happened a couple more times.
times in round number two, we could be singing a very different tune right now.
It is the Dojo who take the win in our undercard match tonight featuring Jacoby Bancroft and the return of Mark Yodi Riley. He was pretty darn perfect here today.
Yeah.
And now we take a break. But before, we remind you that coming up next, it is Ben the Boss Bateman taking on Mike the Killer Kalinowski. The Boss, the Killer, carnage will ensue, and we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.